Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Snacking is one of the major causes of weight gain, and especially as the added holiday stress comes around, plus you're busy cooking, and you're in the kitchen, and you have to taste the food and the stuffing and the things, and the pounds just don't seem to come off, much less add up. I mean, you step on the scale and they're adding up instead of at least just staying where they need to be. And my guest is Dr. Heather Hausenblass of the University of Florida College of Health and Human Performance. So, Dr. Hausenblass, tell us, how do we stop this increase? I mean, people can gain up to 15 pounds just on the holidays, can't they?
You know what? They can. And, you know, on average, people gain about 1 pound over the holiday season. And I think the holiday season can be a bit deceiving because I personally feel it kind of starts around Halloween when you've got all those tasty candies and it carries over into Thanksgiving and then, you know, Christmas and into New Year's. And I really try to encourage people, why not get a start on your New Year's resolutions and not wait till January 1st? You'll feel so much better. So most people don't ever lose the pound of weight that they put on over the holidays. So over the years, that holiday weight gain really begins to add up. So for people who are already overweight, however, the holiday weight news is even worse. Although the average weight gain, as I said, is only 1 pound, people who are already overweight tend to gain a lot more, with average weight gains of 5 or even more pounds over the holiday season. So holiday season can be stressful for a lot of reasons, and one is people want to control or try to maintain their weight and their eating, and it's really hard with all the delicious foods that are available for people. It's not just the food, but also the alcohol, and we tend to snack more. There are so many, you know, appetizers available that are really energy dense.
Now, do you recommend, you know, sometimes I've told people that are frustrated and told some of my patients, don't even try to lose weight at this time. Just try not to gain weight. And my biggest piece of advice is writing down, because it kind of keeps you accountable. But do you feel that that's too hard to follow at this time of the year?
You know, I think people need to kind of get in that mind frame that this is really important, this is my health, and that I will feel better. And I think the writing down is a really great idea. Write down what you eat. Sure, it may not be a new strategy. We probably all heard of it, but most people have not really tried it, even though we know about it. And one of the best and most successful weight loss programs is to take a look at the food that you've eaten in your food log. And I tell people, you know what, your goal may not be to lose weight over the holidays. It may be a more realistic goal to maintain your weight, because it really is challenging over the holidays because there are a lot of tasty foods, and we associate, you know, the holidays with eating these types of foods that we really do enjoy. So I tell people, you know, moderation. Instead of, you know, taking two, take one. And make sure that you're not going out, you know, to these social events really, really hungry.
Well, that's good advice, too. And, you know, it's easier to try and maintain. And I always find that it's nearly impossible. I tell people, you take that journal that you kept and read it to yourself in the mirror at night. And you're a psychologist, a sports psychologist, and that is a very difficult thing to do, is to be accountable to yourself. What about the stress of the holidays? Because that kind of goes along with that eating thing, as you just pop things in your mouth.
Right. You know, when people are stressed, and holidays can be stressful, people will tend to either overeat or emotionally eat or snack a lot more. And there are little tricks, you know, along the way that people can do, and things that they can try. And, you know, there's, for example, saffron, which is a spice that you can get in supplement form that is known to actually reduce people's urges and desires to snack, which can be so important over the holiday season.
Wow, that's great. I love saffron. And do you think, are there other supplements, things that you like to recommend that can maybe help you relax or not think about food so much that that's all you really want to do?
You know, there are a few things. When we talk about the saffron, you can get it in a supplement form, in a cereal, like a Hunger Cap or also a Hunger Chew. And it kind of tastes like a tasty Starburst. And I recommend that to people who, you know, who really like to snack and have that need to actually chew something. So this kind of helps with that, and it's tasty and it's sweet, so it really does help people. And it's known, you know, to have some mood improving effects. And we know that when we're stressed, our mood goes down, and when we're in a better mood, we tend not to go for those kind of calorie dense types of foods.
Well, that's really, you know, such good ways to not go for those kinds of foods. And what about making time for ourselves, making time for exercise now, so that you're kind of pre-planning that it's, you know, can you do that? Can you do that stuff now? And then it helps to sort of ward it off a little bit more later?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if people exercise, whether, you know, you're going to the gym or just going for a 10 or 15 minute walk, you are going to feel better. And that's scientifically proven. So if you feel better and in a better mood, then you're less likely to go for those, you know, energy-dense types of foods. And I tell people, you know, over the holidays, we tend to shop so much online. So why not get out the door and walk and go to the mall and walk around a little bit? You know, things, just small little things that we can incorporate into our day that can really, really help with our overall health and our eating.
Okay, so what about the fact that we do have these big meals? And, you know, I mean, weight control, Dr. Hasenblas, is one of the toughest things at that time. My mother was a small portions person. She could eat the pecan pie and the mashed potatoes and everything in these tiny little portions, but not everybody can do that.
You know, it's hard. You've got to
come very hard.
In with, you know, the game plan saying, okay, I'm going to try to, you know, control or not eat as much. And some people need help. I mean, a lot of us do need, you know, a little bit of help. And I tell people, you know, write down what you eat is a great technique. We need to be moving more. But some people need a little bit more. And there are some really great kind of scientifically proven supplements out there based on clinical trials that actually do help with people in controlling the emotional eating, like the saffron, or trying to help with the, you know, reducing the belly fat, which is that deadly type of fat. There's clinical studies showing that, you know, the revolutionary kind of hyaluronic acid actually helps reduce people's belly fat. So there are things out there that people can do and take that can help kind of on their healthy weight management journey, especially over the holiday season when it's such a challenge.
And as somebody who's an exercise psychologist, tell us how to kind of get through the holidays. We're worrying about money. We're worrying about our weight. We're worrying about, oh, do we have to buy the kids that new iPhone that I just cannot afford? And, you know, they're going to expect this and that. So deal with just a little bit of the stress. Meditation, what? Tea, taking time out for ourselves, what can we do?
For you know, for everybody, it's a little bit different what works for them. But for me, I think if you have one thing to choose, just one thing that you can do, I recommend people get up and move. If you're sitting at your desk, just get up and move and walk and exercise a little bit. Just that time out, that kind of break for your daily worries rejuvenates you. And it also is helping really all your system in your body, whether it's physical or psychological. So if that is one thing that I could tell people to do, it would be to get up and to start to move.
Well, the American College of Sports Medicine has an initiative called Exercise is Medicine. And so it really can help to alleviate some of those stressful times and situations that go on. And, you know, it's this time seems to be stressful, and yet everyone's expecting it to be happy all the time. But it seems like it's more stressful than it is always happy. So give us your last best piece of advice on what we can do this holiday to get it under control. About 30 seconds here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, number one is exercise, and then take a look at what you're eating. Diet is key. Try to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. And, you know, if you're trying to maintain control of your weight, look at some really great clinical supplements that are out there, like green coffee bean extract has been known to try to help, you know, with a healthy weight loss. We've got, you know, Saf Slim with the cereal, you know, with the saffron in it. So all of these products can really help people on their healthy weight management journey over the holiday season.
Great advice. You're listening to RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. You can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, to RadioMD. Stay tuned. We have so much great show coming up.